particularly involving Obama. Obama makes no decisions. He's not doing anything at all except giving, you know, the speeches that he is so good at giving. And it is the bunch that are behind him that are doing all the decision making. Poor Obama is kind of empty-headed, actually, on a lot of these issues. And I get this from doing reverse speech on him. He's never, ever been found to be thinking about these issues. It's all about how to do the speech. I think they're going to throw him under the bus.
Well, that was what I felt, too. He is turning so many people off. And he seems to be having these little fits like a child has. And I just think that he did not have the background or the stamina to be able to stand everything that a president has to take. And so he's, you know, you can see the way he's treating Fox News, the Chamber of Commerce, and there was one other person that he attacked the other day, or organization. It is as though if you do not agree with him, you are on a blacklist, and, you know, God knows what will happen. I mean, are we going to wake up some morning and all the Republicans are gone? You know, there's been a purge take place in the middle of the night?
Well, if you look carefully, you'll see that the current administration is actually choosing courses of action that will irritate and alarm and upset the population. And I look at what I call the propaganda streams coming from sources that I know are actually Pentagon-funded. And a lot of the anti-Obama material is coming from them, along with the material on swine flu vaccinations and other stuff that gets people riled up. There's a definite strategy here to get the U.S. population into a very rebellious and disgusted frame of mind, and it's deliberate. And we're not doing it ourselves. We are being pushed into it.